Good morning. Thank you for calling Spectra Design. This is Courtney. How may I help you?
Hey, Courtney. Is David in by chance?
Let me check. It's saying that he is. Let me see if he's at his desk. Hold up just a second. Who Mass is calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler, and I'm calling with Cardiff.
Okay, hold up just a second.
Thank you.
Not here yet. Is there somebody else that can maybe help you?
Yeah, I'm looking to just follow up here with some financing the company did with Great America. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager available that I could speak to?
Let me see who's here. Maybe Nathan can talk to you.
Mason?
Nathan.
Harper. Nathan.
Yeah. Let me see if maybe he could help you. Hold up just a second, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nathan is here, so I'm going to just send you up to him.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
This is Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was trying to get in touch here with David. It sounded like he wasn't in the office. I was just trying to get in touch with someone that kind of helps with the financials. Am I speaking to the right person?
No, I'm probably not the right person to speak with, but I think the receptionist was just trying to see if she could set you up with somebody. So,
what can I
do for you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow up here. We actually had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago to the company. It was based off some good lending history you guys had with Great America a few years back. Do you have any idea if you guys recall receiving that offer by chance?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be the, don't think I'm the right person to follow up with on that. But I'll tell you what, why don't you give me your, do you have a phone number, Tyler?
Yeah, I have a direct dial here.
Okay.
My direct dial is
858-252-1496. Okay.
Is David going to be the person to talk to about that, or is there maybe a controller?
It would probably be either David or Chris Venable.
Okay.
And unfortunately, both of them are out right now on a
mm-hmm.
job site.
I see.
But if you want to call back this afternoon, you should be able to reach one or the other.
Uh-huh.
Or I can pass along your number to them either way.
Yeah, if we could do that, that'd be great. Do either of them maybe have a voicemail there? I could just leave some notes there for when they do get back into the office, or should I just try calling back?
Why don't you call? We've got a new phone system here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to transfer you, but if it doesn't go through, just call back and ask the receptionist to send you to Chris's voicemail. I think Chris is probably the first place I would start.
Mm-hmm. Is he the controller there, or?
He's one of the principals.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to see where the business was at and if they had any future plans here that we might be able to help
Sure.
them out with. So,
Yeah, I'll try to make the transfer here to get you to his voicemail. And like I say, if I botch this, just give us a call back.
Yeah, no worries. And then what time did you think they might be getting back into the office there for me to follow up?
I know they're out at a job site right now.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can see the calendar here. I think I can see Chris's calendar here. No, that's actually later in the afternoon. Let me check one other thing. Yeah, I would probably say it would probably be either you might be able to catch them later this morning, but then they have I think they have another meeting from about 1 to 3 or so.
Oh wow, you guys taking on some new projects there lately, or?
Well, just keep them busy. It's always something going on, but. But it could be potentially later in the day, like around 4, you could probably catch Chris.
Okay, yeah, I'll just leave a voicemail there, and if I don't catch him on later today, I'll try and just follow up here at the end of the week and see if we can go over those details. But if you could try and maybe transfer me to the voicemail there just so I can leave a few notes there for
him.
I'll
give that a shot. I'll give it a shot, and like I say, if I mess this up, just give it
No worries, Nate.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Tyler.
You.
All right.
No worries.
Yeah, bye.
On hold right now, but yeah.
Leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Hey, Chris, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. Just kind of wanted to follow up here on an offer we actually had extended to the company about 2 weeks ago. It looks like we got you pre-approved for $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see if you had a chance to look it over. I'm sure you guys get a bunch of these and probably end up tossing most of them, but just a little background on us. We're actually a private business bank in San Diego. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Just think of working capital as kind of a newer lending tool. Just lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit would. We're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. The offer was actually predicated or based upon your DNB credit profile with Great America. And based off some good lending history you showed with them a few years back, we were able to get you pre-approved with us. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and just see where the business was at and kind of what plans you had going forward. Spoke here with Nate earlier today, so it sounds like you guys got a few meetings there throughout the day. So I'll maybe try and follow up with you towards the later half of the day. If not, I'll maybe just try and touch base here towards the end of the week. But if you do get a chance to give me a call, my direct dial is 858-252-1496. Again, that's 858-252-1496. Hope we can talk soon, Chris.